Hello, friends. I'm Pastor Pitts Evans. Welcome to the Whole Word Podcast. Let's get right to the Word of God. Isaiah chapter 55. Come, all of you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me, and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Listen so that you may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a ruler and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations you do not know will come running to you. Because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. As the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all of the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush will grow the juniper, and instead of briars the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign that will endure forever. Friends, I can honestly tell you, I love the wording of that chapter, especially the conclusion of it. But it opens with a verse that reminds me of one of my favorite verses in the entire Bible. This is the verse from Isaiah 55. Come, all of you who are thirsty, come to the waters. In the New Testament, there's a verse that's very similar to that. It's Revelation 22:17. And in that verse, the Holy Spirit and the Bride of Christ say, come. Let anyone who hears say, come. Let the one who is thirsty come. Back to Isaiah. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. In Revelation, it says, come to the free gift of the water of life. So an echo of Isaiah 1. Come and buy wine and milk without money and without cost. And then the writer Isaiah goes on to pen, why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest of fare. He's saying, why spend your life on things that have no eternal significance? Why not consume things that have eternal merit and benefit? Isaiah pleads with us as his listeners, give ear and come to me. Listen so that you may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love that was promised to David. Friends, this is a reference to the new covenant, but it's a specific reference to the Davidic covenant that began in 2 Samuel chapter 7. The Lord promised to David that the Messiah would come through his lineage, first to Abraham, then to Isaac, then to Jacob, and then extended to David in 2 Samuel chapter 7. The Davidic son that would come would be the Messiah. And through him, an everlasting covenant would come in. So this is a clear messianic reference. Speaking of this covenant that was promised to David, see, I have made him a witness to the people, a ruler and commander of the people. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations you do not know will come running to you, because the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, has endowed you with splendor. I believe that alludes to Jesus, that the Gentile nations would come running to him, that the Holy One of Israel set this scenario up to reach to all of mankind through the descendant of David, the Lord Jesus Christ. Then a very famous verse, verse 6, seek the Lord while he may be found, call on him while he is near. I think that is what I call a refrigerator verse. We all should remember that verse and keep it close by. Seek the Lord while he may be found and call on him while he is near. Friends, he is omnipresent. He's everywhere all the time. But it's undoubtedly true, both biblically and experientially, that at times the Lord seems nearer and seems more receptive to the call and the cry of mankind and the prayer. And so this admonition, seek the Lord while he may be found, call on him while he's near, it has several meanings. One meaning is, now is the day that you should reach out to the Lord. He's near now. He's accessible now. This is the now where he may be found. It implies that there is another time coming when he'll no longer be willing. And of course, that's at the grave. Whatever is done on this side of the grave. And so the Lord is willing to pardon us now. This is the day for that. He's willing and he's present. I feel his presence even as I'm speaking these words. Isaiah goes on, let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous forsake their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on them. Turn to our God for he will freely pardon. That's you, friends. That's me. The Lord will have mercy on us if we turn to him. The Lord's ways are higher than our ways. Another very famous verse, verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. So friends, it's up to us to bring our lives and our minds into alignment with the life of the Lord and the thoughts of the Lord. The Bible talks about renewing your mind and receiving the mind of Christ. We want to think like he thinks. His ways are not the ways of man. They're eternal. They're glorious. They're holy. They're sanctified. We want to think the Lord's thoughts. We want to walk in the Lord's ways. We want to experience the Lord's higher heavens than the earth. And Lord, we need you to do that. This chapter goes on, as the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I send it. Once again, a very famous verse. The word that goes out from the Lord will not return void. It will accomplish what the Lord desires and achieve his purpose for which he sends it. That is occurring right now from my mouth. I'm speaking the word of the Lord. You are hearing it. His word is coming to you. May his word accomplish what the Lord desires. May his word achieve his purposes in your life. He's sending it to you, friends, and to me. This concludes with a majestic crescendo of praise that sounds like the Psalms. I'll just read it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all of the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush will grow the juniper. Instead of briars, the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign that will endure forever. Friends, this speaks of a day when the people of God will go out vindicated in joy and be led forth from death, and this life that we endure now will be led forth in peace, and nature itself will applaud the living God. The trees will clap their hands. The mountains and hills will burst into song to the Lord, and we'll see it. It says this is an everlasting sign that will endure forever. You and I in Christ will experience this. And so, Lord, we thank you for the promise that was made to David of an everlasting covenant. We thank you that that is the new covenant in Christ, that it you've given for all nations and all people to come to, both Jew and Gentile. Lord, we seek you while you're near. We know, Lord, that if we confess our sins, you will freely pardon us. God, pardon us and forgive our sins. We want, Lord, to experience your thoughts. We want to walk in your ways. Help us, Lord. Help us to walk. Lord, your ways are like the heavens, are higher than the earth. Your ways are higher than our ways, and your thoughts are higher than ours. Help our thoughts to align with yours. Help our ways to align with yours. We pray these things, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Whole Word. It was brought to you by Whole Word Fellowship and the Northern Virginia House of Prayer. If you were encouraged, please share our podcast with your friends. We'd also appreciate it if you'd hit subscribe in your favorite podcast app and take a few moments to write a review. If you'd like more information on our church and our ministry, you can go to wholeword.net or wholewordpodcast.com for more information. Thank you again, and may the Lord Jesus bless you today and always.